Stop letting society dictate what your life is supposed to look like. Have you ever heard anything like this? By now, you should be married. By now, you should have kids. By now, you should have this kind of job. By now, you should own a home. You ain't never had a man by now. You're still single by now. Insert your by now statement. If you've heard anything like these statements, I know you are tired of hearing it. And I feel you. But you know what makes it worse? When it's not just coming from the outside. What makes it worse is when these thoughts not only come from outside sources, but they come from your own mind. That a lot of times you sit up and you wonder, I thought my life was supposed to be different by now. I thought by now I would be married. I thought by now I would have some kids. I thought by now I would have that job. I thought by now I would have a man. I thought by now, insert your statement. It's hard enough hearing that from other people, especially during the holiday season, because right now we are approaching Thanksgiving and we know family is good for making those kind of statements. And they're hard enough to hear from family. But you know what makes it 10 times harder? The fact that you ask yourself those questions all the time. And you torture yourself day in and day out by comparing and asking yourself those questions. If this is you, listen to me. You've got to stop. You've got to stop. Stop letting society, stop letting family, friends, and even yourself dictate what your life is supposed to look like. You have to stop it. That is not fair to you. And that is not fair to the journey that God has you on. Because, hun, listen, you are on a different journey. I know you had a dream. I know you had a picture, an idea of what your life is supposed to look like. And you thought, I've done everything I know to do. I followed the steps. I went to college. I dated this person. I did X, Y, Z. Why isn't my life turning out the way I see other people's lives turning out? Why do they get the things that I've prayed for over and over and over again? I'm going to say it again. Stop letting society, stop letting others, even yourself, dictate what your life is supposed to look like. This is going to continue to be hard for you unless you surrender your life to God. It is time for you to surrender your life to God. The dreams that you have, those things that you've always dreamt about, that you've want to happen, guess what? They're good things. God wants you to have them. They're His idea. You want to be married? Marriage is God's idea. God came up with that. You want to make a certain amount of money? Good. You want to live and own a home? And good. But you've got to let go of your timetable of when all these dreams are supposed to happen. You've got to surrender your dreams to God. You got to let it go. Now, letting it go doesn't mean that it's never going to happen. It just means that you are giving it over to God and you are trusting that He will bring it to pass in His time, not yours. Because the thing is, maybe God has a different path and plan for your life. It's not that you're not going to get the things that you desire. Because the thing is, God just wants to give us the desires of our heart. So it's not that you're not going to get the things that you've been praying for. It's that God has you on a different journey. And because you are comparing yourself, because you are comparing your life to everybody else, because you are looking at your timetable and you are saying, I thought my life would turn out like this, you are completely missing out on the life that God has called you to. You are completely missing out on the exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can imagine, better than you can imagine, exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can imagine life that God has planned for you. Here's the thing. The Bible says God's ways and God's thoughts are higher than ours. So it could be that, yes, those dreams that you have, they will come to pass. But God has a different journey to take you on that will eventually bring those dreams to pass. Well, because you've been so focused on them coming the way you expect them to, or the way society says they should come, you have been delaying and missing out on the full life that God has planned for you. You've got to surrender. You've got to let it go. It's too much. You've got to let it go. And trust. Because God, again, is the God of Ephesians 3:20. He will do exceedingly abundantly, more than you ask or think, according to His mighty power at work within you. He will do it. But you've got to believe that He will. And you've got to let go of your timetable. You've got to release yourself from the expectation that you had of what your life is supposed to look like. And baby, you've got to release yourself from the expectation that family, friends, social media, you name it, whatever, has put on you. You've got to release yourself from that. You know what I'm thinking of? Right. Do you remember there was a picture going around years ago on social media, and it was a little girl. And she had a teddy bear. It was a small teddy bear. She was holding on to it because it was so precious to her. And Jesus is kneeling down in front of her. And behind his back, he has behind his back this huge, big teddy bear that he wants to give to her. But first, he's asking her to give him her teddy bear. And in the picture, she's hesitant. Do you remember that? That's exactly what God is saying to you right now. Let it go. What I have planned for you is bigger than your wildest dreams. Trust me and let it go. There's a scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, that says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. To bring you to an expected end. That's God. That's what God wants to do for you. But He knows the plans that He has for you. Surrender your dreams. Surrender your plans. And trust the plans that He has for you. Because it's good. It's better than you could ever imagine. Exceedingly abundantly, more than you could imagine. But you have to trust him and you have to let it go. Secondly, or thirdly, I don't know which one. Surrender the fear. Because there's a fear of letting, when you let this go, there's a fear of what if it never happens. You may struggle with the fear of it not happening on your time. You may struggle. This may be the first time that God is asking you to trust him with something this big. I remember years ago when I just became a believer. I was a newish believer. And I had been a believer. I grew up in a Christian household. But when I say newish believer, I mean, I started actually having a relationship with God for myself. Because it's one thing to grow up in a Christian household and to believe in God because, well, that's what you grew up in and, you know, that's what you've always known. It's another thing to actually experience God for yourself and actually decide that you're going to live his way and surrender your life to him. And I was in this phase of my life. I had said yes, and I had surrendered my life to God. And, you know, growing up, I didn't feel like I was the smartest girl. School was really hard for me. Very, very hard. I did not like school. I didn't think it was for me. I was over it. And then on top of that, I had low self-esteem. I did not think that I was the prettiest person, prettiest girl. I did not see myself as beautiful at all. I had very, very low self-esteem. And so I felt like I had no gifts. I had no talents. School wasn't for me. I wasn't pretty. So I was desperate. I was like, well, what am I going to do with my life? Because school's not my thing. I don't feel pretty. So what is there for me? And so for the longest time, I really struggled when I was a little girl. I had all these questions when I was a little girl. And I just wanted to know, how could I make a difference? Because I knew I wanted to make a difference, but I just didn't know how, because again, I felt like I wasn't pretty enough, smart enough, all the things. And then one day I opened up my mouth and I started singing and I realized I could carry a tune. I realized, oh my gosh, I think I can sing because I sounded good. And so I was like, oh, okay. Since I'm not pretty, since I don't like school, that's what I'll do. I'll sing. And so all my life, that's all I ended up pursuing. Like, I wanted to sing. And not only that, everybody else affirmed me in that. Everybody else would hear me, oh, yeah, you know, singing. Yeah, like she sings so beautifully. So I thought, okay, this is it. This must be my thing. I can sing. And that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sing. And then, like I said, when I came to know God for myself, because like I said earlier, I lived in a Christian household. I knew of God. I knew there was a God my whole life, but I didn't have a relationship with him till I left home and till my college days. So one day I was in my apartment and I was spending time with God, and I remember God telling me as clear as day, surrender your dreams to me. And I was like, come again? What? And he was like, I want you to surrender your dreams to me. I remember it as clear because I remember the emotions I felt, because I was like, you want me to do what? Give you my dream? That was the hardest thing for me at that time. Because like I told you, I didn't, school wasn't my thing. I didn't think I was beautiful. So I was like, if you take my dreams away from me, what else do I have? You are literally taking everything from me. If you ask me to give you this dream, to surrender it to you, what do I have? And I remember just sitting on that bed and crying because I knew it was God. I knew God was telling me that. And I was like, what am I going to do now? What am I going to do with my life now? God is asking me to give him my dreams, and that's all I have. He takes this away from me. I have nothing. I am nothing. And so I struggled with that for a long time. A long time I struggled. And it was not easy. It was not easy to surrender my dreams. It was not easy at all. But the more time I spent with him, the more I continued my relationship with him, he helped me to surrender my dreams. And eventually I did. And as I did, God started to show me, because remember, I thought singing was the only gift that I had. And through the years, as I kept walking my relationship with him, he started to show me all these other gifts that he had given me. The gift of speaking, the gift of teaching. He started to unravel all these other gifts. He started to show me my beauty. I mean, he started to reveal all this stuff to me that about myself that I didn't know. And then he started to put these new and exciting dreams and visions inside my heart. Things that I would have never thought of or dreamt of for myself. He started to show me these different dreams and visions and things that I'm like, oh my gosh, you want me to do what? And here's the crazy thing. He's still continuing to do that. That was years ago. And he's still continuing to reveal me to me. I share that to tell you that if you're in a place where God, where you, this feels true, where God is asking you to surrender your dreams, surrender your plans, that you can absolutely trust him. That he's good and he has way better for you. And it's not saying that you'll never, that he's taking those dreams for you and they'll never happen. No. But he's saying he has a plan for you and it's good. But you have to surrender and trust his timeline, his timetable. Because maybe you've put your hope, your happiness, your joy in those dreams. Maybe you've said, I won't be happy. I won't have joy. I won't have peace unless this happens for me. And here's the thing. God wants to be your joy. God wants to be your peace. God wants to be your source of hope and joy and peace, not your dreams. So, surrender your timeline. Surrender your fear. Surrender. Stop letting society dictate what your life is supposed to look like and trust God with your timeline. Trust God with your life. Trust God with your journey, because what he has for you will blow your mind. His ways are higher than your ways. His thoughts are higher than yours. His word does not return to him void, but it accomplishes everything it set out to do. And every promise, everything he's promised, it's yours But you got to let go and trust him with your journey. Let it go. And for the people in your life that keep coming up and keep asking you, by now you should have this and by now you should have that, give them to God too. Surrender them to God too. Ask God to give you the wisdom and how to respond to them when they come, especially this holiday season, when they come and they, or even after, when they come and they make those comments, ask God in that moment to give you the wisdom on how to respond to them. Trust God with your life. Trust God with your journey. Trust God with where he has you and stop letting society dictate what your life is supposed to look like. I hope this episode was helpful. I hope that it blessed you because honestly, this episode has been tough to record. So I genuinely hope that it blessed you. I love you. I'm praying for you. I believe the best is yet to come in your life. And I believe that as you let go and as you surrender, that God will begin to do exceedingly abundantly more than you ask or think. As you trust him and as you release your timeline to him, I believe God's about to blow your mind. I do. I love you. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you. If you've enjoyed today's episode, you can go ahead and share it with someone. Also, if you're wherever you're listening, whether it's on Apple Podcasts or on YouTube, subscribe. If you're on YouTube, comment, share what your thoughts are on today's episode. If this resonated with you, I'd love to hear all about it. I love you. I appreciate you. And I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode. Bye.